And it is John Gibbons with another transfer special, because it's been quite the 24 hours or just over for Liverpool. We were expecting maybe a quiet week, but then there was the announcement of Victor Muñoz coming to Liverpool. And then just as we'd got used to that, David Ornstein dropped an exclusive on us around Liverpool making a €100 million bid for Yann Diamandé. I'm delighted to have the man himself from The Athletic, David Ornstein, joining us. David, thanks very much. You're in New York, you're at the World Cup, but working on a lot of different things, so I appreciate you giving us some time.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's easier for me at, 5 to 7 than it is to you, which is probably about midnight now. it's a pleasure to join you, and you've educated me. Muñoz, I thought it was Muñoz, so one of us is wrong. But yeah, it's a busy time, John, because the window and the World Cup being on at the same time. Obviously, the last World Cup in Qatar, there was no window. It was in November, December, and even the window that was around the corner is a quieter one than the summer one. So not only is it a record number of teams and matches in this World Cup, which makes it busier than ever, and it's in the US and it's across three countries, but we've got the market going a bit crazy as well. And everybody said it's going to be a really quiet period in the transfer market during the World Cup, and then it will get busy afterwards. And I think it's been busier than ever in the first sort of few days. But as we said before recording this, we're better when we're busier. So bring it on.
Well, it seems that Liverpool are better when they're busy as well, because they're having another big window, it seems. And this bit for Yann Diamandé, I did want to talk about. The interest has been known, has been there. You understand why when you watch him the other night in the World Cup. He's a super, super talent. What's your understanding of Liverpool's confidence of getting them? Because Leipzig will want to keep him, I'm sure, but there'll be a price where they'll be able to do. You know, the other clubs talk about PSG. We know how attractive that is. What's your understanding of Liverpool's position in the race, if you like, and how confident they are?
The way it's explained to me is that Liverpool are firmly in the driving seat to sign him if he leaves RB Leipzig.